I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
I'm enthusiastic fish keeper Danny Beard.
And I'm possessed Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, Billy's got a confession to make.
Danny's made the E-list.
And we've got a voice note from a wee Scottish Nessie coming in hot on the WhatsApp thing. Yes, we hear you.
That was good. Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Billy Andrew.
And me, Danny Beard.
This podcast is two queers in your ears talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, all hookup horror stories, and in all the goss from you, the listener. Mm-hmm. Anything from you ready for it, petty fucks, to E-listing shocker lock-ins.
Sam will be here in a bit to tell us all about it. Don't know about it right now, but it sounds juicy.
Yeah, so if you want to get in contact with us, and wait, we crown a gossip goddess every single week, and that could be you. So get in touch, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories. Don't have to be sexual, by the way. We talk loads about sex. It doesn't have to be.
But I think at this point, most of these are dirty dogs, and they like us.
The dirty,
dirty dogs.
So if you've got anything camp crazy or cuckoo, get in contact, email us, letters at gossipgazepod.com, DM us on Instagram at gossipgazepod, and you can get in touch via WhatsApp, voice, note us, go crazy. Head over to this episode's description to find out more.
What have you been up to?
Well, I want to talk about Gran Canaria.
Oh, it's been a couple of weeks since I went, but I loved Gran Canaria.
Known as Riddled Rock.
Well, I'm not going to lie, I only had one willy.
You had one willy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? The whole time?
My own boyfriend's.
The whole time?
Yes, I did go into one of the sex clubs, though.
The sex clubs?
Mm.
Is it called Bunker? I've not been. What was your
experience? We walked around it and walked out.
Was it too seedy for you?
No, it was just like, it was like a scene from like Mean Girls or something.
Right.
Where you'd walk past groups of gays and they'd be like, it's a bit of a tiny beard.
Right.
Tiny beard.
So you could hear your name being flaunted around the fucking...
And we were just like...
Get
out of here.
Fuck that.
And like, there was this little twink up, going up the stairs, bollock naked in front of us on the way out.
Yeah.
Little two eggs and a hanky, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he turned around and he went, big fan, by the way. Love the podcast.
Oh,
so if you listen, boy in bunker, thank you. But yeah, I just left. I've just got to come to the realisation that maybe in a few years when no one recognises me again, that
you
can go with them.
Why don't you go in disguise?
What, in a pair of glasses and a fake moustache?
Fake teeth.
And a pair of Bailey J. Mills teeth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? To be honest, if some people that look like that in there probably would have still got a dick in. I had a fab time though. I have to say Gran Canaria Winter Pride, off the scale, biggest crowd ever. I did it a couple of years ago, biggest crowd I've ever seen there.
Really?
Great audience, great time.
I know loads of people who went. It looked fab. It looked
amazing.
The hotel
was fab.
I saw your hotel. Now, to be honest, when I think of Gran Canaria, I think Blackpool in the sun. It's a bit...
Jumbo Centurium, yes. But Gran Canaria as a whole,
Gran
Canaria,
we went to Gran Canaria.
Yeah,
it's like that. It can be.
I could have been in fucking, but I felt like I was in the hotel where they stay and I'm a celeb. That's what it was like.
Wow.
You roll up, show, like.
You sent me a video and it was like.
Fountains. It's the biggest hotel in Europe. I can't remember the name of it. I'm really sorry. I should have because they give us it for free to stay, obviously, when you work there.
Fab.
And we had to do like a social post, but it was. I was on a private island.
Wow.
Well, in the middle of a swimming pool, but you know what I mean? It was fab.
Oh my
I would
God.
Never be able to afford somewhere like that just for a fucking holiday.
No.
But
Free holiday. Absolutely.
Free holiday. Get me there with bells on, darling.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it was all good. I had a bit of an awkward encounter on the plane.
Go on. By the way, I hate awkward encounters on planes.
On planes, yeah. Specifically.
Specifically on planes, yeah.
Specifically. It's like something happens, like the air pressure makes Karens go wild.
I once went Karen on a plane.
My ex's mum always used to go Karen on a plane.
Go on, you tell me.
Whenever we went on a family holiday, but I think it's because she didn't want to come home. It was always on the way home.
Okay.
People putting kicking a seat.
Mine was on the way home.
Oh, yeah, it's because everyone's sad on the way home from the holiday, so they want to fight with each other, but this was on the way.
Go on.
So, I won't lie, 9 times out of 10, you know when you've got a mincer serving you your coffees. Tea for coffee?
Yeah. For coffee, sir?
For coffee?
For coffee. Yeah.
For coffee. For coffee. I had a gorgeous little mincer on there.
Love it, yeah.
Anyway, I like it, two things. I like it when I get free shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie.
Yeah.
But I don't mind, like, it's always like a little cute gay, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, are you on Drag Race?
Yeah.
So I had one of these guys on the plane, always really nice. Will you get a picture? I was like, yeah, no problem. I had 2 empty seats. I thought, well, he'll slide in here. I had no shoes on and out.
Yeah.
Not bare feet, can I just say? Biggest dick on an aeroplane, bare feet.
No, hate it.
No, the air's drying out anyway with the aircon.
Yeah.
We don't need it to be extra dry with your pumice stone toes.
Absolutely not. No.
And if you put them anywhere near me seat or like if I can see them poking through any crevices, I will fucking burn them.
Oh, there's nothing worse. Fucking work. I hate it.
Same. Anyway, so the long story short, I thought he was going to sit next to me. He asked me, oh, come up the front. I was on like row 6, so it wasn't like I had to do the fucking walk of shame down the plane.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, just do it here. And the guy went, no, well, we're all going to get one. Just come to the front.
Oh, right. So it was like a... Right.
So I'm like, I put my head down and like wandered up to
I'm surprised
front.
I went over the tannoy. Does anybody else want a picture while he's up?
Do you know what happened? I'm not going to lie. He went... But he'd asked me for a picture. I went, yeah, we'll do it in a bit. Just jumping here. And then after he'd asked me, but before I got the picture, there was a thing on the tannoy. We've got a very special guest on board today, everybody.
Oh, my God.
I went bright red, looked at Kai. Kai looked at me. And then they went, 6-year-old Maisie, it's her birthday today. I was like, oh, fuck's sake, deserves you fucking right. The world revolves around you.
How funny.
Anyway, I got the picture at the front. Yeah. And when he went as well after the picture, I'll show you, if you want to stick around, we'll show you the pilot and the cockpit if you want.
Oh,
I went, darling, I'm landing in Gran Canaria. I'll be in a cockpit all weekend. sit down, get the pictures with the staff. They were all really nice. Yeah. And then as we're getting off the plane, this woman behind me, like this proper Karen, she went, who are you?
Oh, right.
And I went, sorry.
Yeah.
She went, who are you? And I went, oh, I'm Dan, who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, who are you? What have you done? What are you in? What are you in? And I went, what do you mean? And I knew what she meant, but I didn't want to be a dick, but I didn't know what's... It's awkward as hell.
That so is awkward, just like, yeah.
Oh, no one. She went, you're famous. Are you famous? And I went, oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
She went, you're famous. I went, no, I'm not. And she went,
was she being really loud.
So then someone else joined in.
Oh, shit.
And she went, what, you're not famous? Well, you must be famous if people are asking you for pictures. Someone else didn't know. It was getting worse. More people don't know who you are. Right. One gay person on the plane who knows who you are. So it was so embarrassing.
Right, okay.
So I was like, no, I'm not. And then this other one went, well, you're not famous then.
I was like,
yeah, I just said a word. I was so embarrassed. And then this gay man chirped in.
Right.
And he was like, well, I think you're fabulous, by the way. And you were fabulous on Lorraine, the other one. It's some other woman. You were on Lorraine. What are you on Lorraine for?
Oh, my.
I wanted the ground to swallow me. And I don't know why I went bright red. Like, I feel like I wish I'd have had the confidence in the moment. So it's like, oh, I'm a drag queen. I've been on a reality show last year. Like, I just wish I had the confidence to say something like that.
And squash it. But it made it worse.
I was out of drag.
Yeah.
I had half an eyebrow because I'd have my sleep mask on for the 4-hour journey. It was the most awkward situation ever. Thank God for the one gay guy. And then as I was getting off, he went, he said something like, I wanted the ground to swallow you up then. I feel so bad for you.
You should have just been like, oh, babe, I won a reality show last year. Squash,
but
done.
Then I didn't want people to be like, I don't know.
What?
Oh, well, I've got a gay son. Can I have a picture? Well, I've got, can I have it?
Oh, and then you thought it might turn into that. Fucking
but
hell.
People do that.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
Don't know who you
do.
Are. And then they think, you might be someone. I'll have a picture in case. And then it's like, I'm getting off a flight. Yeah. With one eyebrow.
I know.
My fucking dirty socks hanging out.
Mm.
Sorry, this is probably really unrelatable content for everyone.
It's all right. I just want to say I am sorry for the plane interaction. I didn't mean to embarrass you in front of everyone. But I do know who you are now, and I'm really happy to be working with you.
So that's a nice segue. Thank you for that, Lily May. We've got a new producer in the house, guys. Woo! Girlies, gazies, and daisies.
Yeah.
It's Lily May.
Yes.
Lily May, what's your favourite colour?
Pink.
You're wearing pink today.
What's your pronouns?
She, her.
There we go. Fabulous.
Mm. Thanks for asking.
It's all right.
Well, I wasn't going to ask because I can tell from the shoes and the haircut. But we shouldn't do that in this world. I've got to ask some this and that to get to know Lily May a bit more. Yeah. And also, I just kind of like that we're mixing the vibe up. It was very testosterone heavy.
It was, actually.
And I mean, it's not lowered much, but it's lowered, Lily May.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm very masculine. Thank you.
I'm going to ask some this and that. I think a great first one is playlists or podcasts.
Oh, podcasts.
Shoes or slippers?
Slippers.
Pork or beef?
I'm vegetarian. Pork.
Pork. Billy, have you got any swimming pool or beach?
Oh, beach.
Whoa, beach. I'm such a swimming pool person. Fruits or vegetables? Vegetarian.
Veg.
Guacamole or salsa?
Salsa.
Fab. Sneezing or coughing?
Sorry?
Sneezing or coughing? Which do you prefer?
Sneezing?
Yeah,
it's kind of orgasmic, that's why. Cats or dogs?
Oh, this is a tough one. I like both. But if I was to have
a pet...
It's
a quick fire round, Lily May.
Okay, cats.
Thank you. Summer wine. Summer wine.
Fucking
hell, I had a wine. Summer or winter?
Winter.
Salt or pepper?
Salt.
Sauce on or on the side?
On the side.
Great question. That is a proper fat gal question. I'm such an on the side kind of guy.
On the side.
You want your crisps to
I want the choice and I want the crispiness. Yeah.
Yes.
Crispiness. Sorry, I've just rushed you, but then I opened the conversation. Very me.
That's all right.
Cookies or chips?
Oh, chips.
Wine or beer?
Beer.
Soda or Billy?
Don't, you can't pick
it. You can't
do that. You can't
go
do
for
that.
Billy. It's an easy way. It's an easy
one. Go for me, but I know it's Danny.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm a bit of a gobshite. Text or call?
I was going to answer that question then.
Oh, come on.
Well, I was going to be more diplomatic and say sort of who's more professional in the podcast record at that day, so it changes.
Okay.
Oh, today it's me. I've been on time and everything.
You were on time today.
You were on time today.
Yeah. I've not wasted any time going to the toilets for half an hour. And like.
I've got IBS. I needed
to
shit.
To get, like, you know, food and then, oh, and then I need more. And then, oh, I'm going to get this and I'm going
to
do that.
I needed a shit. I'm sorry. I'm allowed to.
You are allowed to
do some Reiki healing in the hallway.
Thank you, guys.
No problem. We're going to get to know you more over the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm saying.
Months?
Yeah.
Years,
even. Years,
maybe.
We could end up like...
You could be the new Sam. See you later, Sam. joking.
Well, we're going to interchange you guys sometimes.
Oh. That's fine.
Swap you out. I like the energy, but I think for now we'll crack on with today's show.
Yeah.
What have you been up to anything this week? We didn't ask you.
This week.
You're going on holiday tomorrow.
I'm going on holiday tomorrow.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Tunisia. I've never
Another
been before.
Another fucking Tory producer.
A Tory producer.
What's all these Tunisia?
Well, it was cheap. It was cheaper than going to Spain.
No.
Yeah, it was.
It sounds posh.
It sounds posh, right? It's meant to be a 5-star place, so we'll find out. But it was like £300 for 7 nights. Yeah.
That's
are
not
these
five
real
stars?
Stars? It's or are these Trustpilot?
Well, I'm not sure, but it's because it's off season. I might come back next week and say I've got scammed. So yeah.
Holiday from Hell. Do you remember that show, Holidays from Hell?
Oh, I loved it.
Loved it.
But they had mad shit. We're not trying to scare you, but do you remember when the Holidays from Hell took a turn? Because I've watched an episode recently where there was like Holidays from Hell, severe weather and terrorism.
That's what
the
I mean.
The whole episode was about severe weather and terrorism.
I am scared a little bit of going on holiday, but I'm going with a man, so I'm kind of hoping that'll help.
Is it just a friend or could it be more?
No, it's just a friend.
Platonic.
Are they homosexual or are they...
No, they're not homosexual. It's my ex-boyfriend. But I didn't think that was... I wasn't planning on saying that, but yeah. But it's fine. It's my ex of like 4 years ago, like a very, very long time. So
right.
it's definitely not that. But it's complicated because I was meant to go with someone else and that couldn't happen. For other reasons that I shouldn't get into on the podcast. But so now...
You're very mysterious, you know. You're very mysterious on this podcast.
This is better than this or that. You don't know what to do with your ex. Someone you were supposed to be going with died under mysterious circumstances.
Yeah, let's say that, RIP. And basically, they couldn't come anymore through the logistical circumstances. Yeah. So I needed someone last minute to come on holiday. Well, I say last minute, a month's notice. And I'm still friends with my ex-boyfriend of like 4 years ago. We're just friends now. And he was bragging to me ages ago about how we can just get a leave on short notice. And I know from just before we broke up, he got quite a bit of money from a family member passing. So I was like, you know what, he might be up for it. So I sent it to him and he was like, yeah, do I want a cheap holiday? Yeah, of course I do. And now we're going on holiday together. And I was maybe going to go with some females as well, but now I'm going with a man. I feel a little bit safer in Tunisia because...
What happens in Tunisia?
Well, being gay is a crime.
Oh, great. Yeah, what a great,
not great.
New host for the show.
Not great. It's not safe for women. So, like, I am a little bit cautious about going out there, but because we're on a resort, it's meant to be a lot
you
more...
You wonder why it's fucking 300 quid a week.
I know, yeah, fucking
it's
hell.
It's a lot more westernised, but it's
she might not
turn
back up alive.
It's hot, there's a beach, you know, that's what I'm going for. Mm. And so I'll be straight passing with a man, and it'll be great.
Right, yeah. This week, everybody, pray for Lily Mae when she goes to Tunisia,
yeah.
Please.
Pray for Lily Mae. And if you at home also want to give money to countries that kill us, you can donate.
Can I just say, I feel comfortable saying this because Billy's been to Dubai.
Yeah.
And
he
loved
it.
And loved it.
And loves it.
And loved it.
I'm sorry, everybody. It was nice. I don't agree with what they do and stuff, but it's fucking gorgeous.
You can say you're giving money to places that hate gay people, or you can say that I've got people who hate gay people serving me. So that's the balance that you make.
Or you've got gay people serving you and you're giving them money. You never know.
An ally, yeah.
I gave it an honest review on our bonus podcast a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd go back, but when I was there, I fucking loved it. Yeah. Endofstory.com.
Right, well, that's Lily Mae, everyone. Thank you so much. Give her a round of applause.
We live for the applause, applause.
Right, we're going to swap Lily Mae out in this break for Sam.
Producer Sam.
Yeah, we're going to do the big old Tory switch.
Yeah.
But when we come back, we'll tell you all about this week's Petty Fucks or E-List Shocker Lock-ins. I don't know what either E-list of them are, but we're going to do it.
Maybe it's from that woman on the plane. I thought you was E-List.
Oh, no, I'm clearly Zed. Don't forget, though, guys, if you do want to become a gossip goddess, you can get in touch, share your biggest dilemmas, your funny stories, or anything else camp crazy and cuckoo. Email us, letters at gossipgazepod.com. DM us across all social media at gossipgazepod. And get in touch via WhatsApp. Send us voice notes, text notes, anything you want.
We'll be back with your confessions after this short break. But first, are you loving the Gossip Days? Do you set your alarm on Mondays and Thursdays ready for us to release? Well, then spread the gossip gaze by spreading this podcast. Share this episode on WhatsApp now.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome back to the Gossip Gaze. We've been asking for your dirty confessions, your dirty confessions, I'm reading it right, questions and gossip, either your own stories or secondhand. We love a bit of secondhand gossip, don't we?
Even thirdhand. More hands the merrier.
No. Do you know, I saw in a hotel recently, you can get a double-handed massage.
What do you mean?
As opposed to one
handed? It was called the two hander. So there's four hands on your body.
Danny, I don't know how to tell you that. I don't think that was just a normal massage.
Darling, it was.
I think. Did you go for
it? No, did I fuck? It was £204.
Right, okay. For four hands. Twice the hands?
For four hands.
Go to Tunisia for that.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm not paying that for fucking a rob.
Okay, now. That's £50 a hand.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Pretty good hand. Yeah. £10 a finger.
Mm. Anyway.
It kind of adds up when you look at it like that.
Sam, hello, how are you?
Hello.
What have you been up to, Sam? PTing?
Yeah, I was in the gym this morning, did some clients. Oh my God, actually, I was a bit traumatised this morning.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know. I just do this whenever I'm shocked.
I do this whenever I'm saying something bad about someone.
So this, No, I'm not. So I was at the gym this morning.
Yeah.
And you know when you're sort of just like making a small talk of like a 40-year-old co-worker that
That's
you wouldn't really be connected
right now
to?
With you.
Yeah, very that energy, right? So I was like, oh yeah, you're right, you're right. And she was like, oh yeah. And we were just like doing that small talk. And then she said, oh, my dog's pregnant. I was like, oh, that's nice and interesting. Tell me more about that. And she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got the dog wanker in. Like, what?
The dog wanker?
The dog. So I said, oh, stop. Go back. What do you mean you got the dog wanker in? She was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I had someone to come in and to wank my dog, and now my dog's pregnant. I was like, go over it more.
It's a male dog that got wanked, and now the male dog's pregnant. She needs.
She's got two dogs. She was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. The dog wanker comes in. She puts a plastic bag over my dog's dick, wanks him off, takes the plastic bag, puts up the other one. Now my dog's pregnant.
That's insane.
And I was like, what the fuck?
A Tesco bag.
Yeah.
Tesco carry bag for life.
That takes bag for life to a whole new level.
Anyway, she's having some puppies next week, so that's nice.
Surely, though.
That's fucked, though,
isn't
it?
Sorry, side note here, but surely if the dogs aren't umping off their own natural accord, then it's not meant to be.
Oh, I don't know. She was like, it's very scientific.
It'll be one of these little dogs that can't breathe. She's straight.
Yeah.
Be a French bulldog.
Yeah, French bulldog.
Or a pug.
So I'm a bit traumatised by that, because I heard of that before.
Artificial insemination is the correct terminology.
Sound like she was wanking off a dog.
But people...
I've seen it on telly, somebody wanked off a dog.
They do it with animals all the time. Like, sea whales don't have any natural birthed orcas. They have to wank off the orca and put it into another one for them to get pregnant.
Cruel, really.
Cruel.
Very cruel. Isn't it?
Because she's like, oh, she had all these machines to test the dog's fertility. I was like, well, if you have that, why don't you have a machine to wank off the dog?
Why are you doing it with a dog wanking machine.
Personal touch. Anyway, sorry to bring down the tone. That's where my head's at the minute. I'm a bit shook.
Sam is currently patent pending.
Painting pending?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Patent pending.
Patent, oh, like
on my dog wanking machine. Yeah, it's going to change the industry.
The industry. Gail, what's our stories this week? And tell us how we can crown a winner. Are they good?
So they are good. There's like a bit of a theme in the first few.
Better not be anything to do with dogs getting wanked.
I know, yeah.
They're all about different animals getting wanked, I'm afraid. So yeah, we've got three stories. People are coming in with some of their issues, some of their questions, and I want you at the end of it to crown a gossip goddess.
Let's go.
Ready for your first one? So this first letter is a non, but we do know that his pronouns are he, him. He says, "Hi, Gossip Gays. I have a petty confession for you."
Ooh.
I love that they've said that it's petty themselves. Brilliant. That's the energy I want. "I was seeing a guy for about a year. It was very on-off as he was always full of excuses to not meet up. I was pretty into him and he said he was into me, but he made it impossible to develop any sort of real feelings or progress further with how inconsistent he was. Then one day, he just ghosted me. It was horrible. I tried to think of a way to get over him and I found one. I fucked his brother. So I was wondering, what's the pettiest thing you have ever done?"
The pettiest thing you've ever done? Oh, I don't know if I want to admit to petty things. I know
if you can think. I'm petty. Trying to really think of something petty I've done. I know something petty someone else has done, and it's third hand.
Go on, what is it?
And this, but I don't want to get the people like around it in trouble.
Okay, go on then.
I know somebody that took, two people that took a course on something recently.
Right.
Where they paid to go on this course, and then they were like, "Well, we're going to start a business up doing this thing that we're this course we've been on." And they were talking about, "Oh, we're going to call it this. Oh my God, the Instagram handle's free. We're going to take it."
Yeah.
And then the person who run the course was involved in the combo. And by the time the two people went home, the person who run the course took the Instagram handle. So they couldn't start the business.
Stop it.
Yeah.
How petty is that? Because regardless of having that Instagram handle or not,
if they're going to start it, they're going to start it.
I don't know if I'd call that petty, if I just call that mean.
I don't know if it's mean, but I think it's petty.
I remember being...
and I hope you're listening. I hope you know who you are.
I remember in my first relationship, we were always petty to each other and did tit for tat things. Like, I saw he was messaging boys, so I was like, I'm going to message 10 boys.
Yeah.
And it got a little bit toxic towards him, but he started off petty behaviour,
Shag anyone's brother like this listener did.
I didn't shag any brothers.
I don't know what pettiness I've done.
I'm just too much of an angel.
I don't feel I'm petty.
Did you have any petty moments on Drag Race? Because sometimes queens on Drag Race are so much I want to do this because this person did this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
did you
ever feel Vicky vivacious energy.
But your series was actually quite...
Love him. We were really quite a friendly series. We really liked each other, really. I don't think there was anything petty, no.
You're not a petty person.
I'm not a petty person.
I think if you...
Petty Fuller.
I don't think you're petty, no.
That's a good drag name.
Thank
petty
you.
Fuller.
I'm not that petty. I don't think. Maybe I am, and I don't know.
No.
Maybe. But I'm no. Have you done anything petty?
I don't fuck with that shit. You know, I feel like if anything happens where I feel betrayed from someone, my instinct isn't to get back at them. It's more just to move on with my life. Do you know what I mean?
I suppose if I was going to get back at someone, I feel probably in my own delusion think I'm cleverer than being petty.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm petty in a different kind of way.
Right.
Where 6 months later, they might need me for something. And I might not be available.
Got you.
Maybe that's my level of petty. Do you know what I mean? I'm not petty I'm going to shag your mum then.
Right, okay.
I'm more petty okay, bitch.
Yeah.
You want to fuck me, bitch.
So, anything to say to this listener who fucked his brother?
I think if you feel better for
his own brother.
No.
I was going to say, we need people from Wigan to stop writing.
I think if it made you feel better, and is there an issue? No, I don't think there is. I don't see an issue. Do you see an issue?
I just think he's wrong.
Do you think he's wrong?
I think he's a wrong-un.
A wrong-un?
I think he's disgusting human.
No,
specimen.
You don't. No, you don't.
I don't really. I don't care enough.
It seems like he's having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you do
well
you.
Done.
Have fun.
You do you,
find
sis.
Find out if he has any other siblings.
Cisgender.
Crack on.
Go to his dad next. Right.
Then the grandpa.
Work your way through. That would be pretty petty. Imagine if you end up turning up to the next family meal as his dad's new side piece. That's
vile.
Petty.
Horrendous.
Right.
I'd hate to have a gay dad and be gay.
Would you? I?
A bit homophobic?
No, I just I don't know,
this is my world and you're not allowed in it, Dad.
No, but
I'm
just
gay,
imagine
you're
your
not.
Gay dad got a fit new fella that was your own age. I'd hate that.
Oh, stop. Yeah, Sean Cody's going to get ideas.
Yeah, but your mum could do that with somebody your age. Would that bother you
then? Straight.
Yeah, but would that... But okay. So
it could still bother me as well, but they wouldn't also be gay as well.
You could be attracted to them.
Too many boxes are ticked.
Right.
It's too close to home. Stop trying to be me, Dad.
Dad, just
I'd hate to be a straight girl whose mum was one of these young mums that tried to oh my God, we're sisters. You know what I mean?
Let's do the Pilates.
What she called off Mean Girls, that mum.
Yeah,
mom,
Regina George's
mum. Who's that girl off Mean Girls? How old am I?
I know.
Do you know what I mean? I'd hate to be I feel there's sometimes a friendly rivalry between straight girls and their young presenting mums.
Oh, the dead close.
Yeah. Sisters.
You didn't watch, what was that show I was obsessed with that we spoke about it?
MILF Manor.
Disco Mommy.
Disco
That's
mommy.
Big Disco Mommy vibes.
Disco
I
mommy?
Love Disco Mommy. Exactly that. Mommy? MILF Manor. Yeah.
Mommy?
Disco Mommy. Whoa, it was American.
Mama. Mama. Hungry. Can I just say, Billy once at an after party did a whole character in a wig at mine. It was really funny. She was called Mama.
She was called Mama.
He played Mama for about an hour.
I did.
He was Mama needs a drink.
Is it Cher? Is this his character
that
just
was going Cher?
It was going a bit Cher.
Right, ready for your next story?
Yeah, go on.
So this one's on. We don't have pronouns for this person, but this is what they said. This listener says, my recent ex and I had a decent relationship, although it only lasted 4 months. I need your help with how to move forward. Just before we broke up, we had a date night planned. I say planned, but he put zero effort in at all. I was really upset by this. He had no effort or energy for a date, but had plenty to offer for sex. I felt used, I felt empty, but I wanted to make things work. The next day, he broke up with me over text, and I couldn't believe it. I've also been thinking about whenever we fought, he used to bring up any inconvenience that had annoyed him about me. It felt completely out of nowhere and was like he was storing up ammo to use in an argument. We're both at uni and I don't know whether I'll be able to go back and face him knowing he's still there, which makes me so annoyed. Do you have any advice?
Breakups are shit. That's my first thing. And they are difficult to get over. Like, it's like, I remember my first major breakup. It was like the person had died, but they were still there. Like, I was grieving this person probably for 2 years after as well, which is insane. But this was a 4 month relationship, and I'm not saying that's any different. So my advice is, I'm sorry that it's shit, but it's going to be shit until you start feeling better and there's no what you can do. I think the person was like they knew this, so that's why they didn't put any effort into date night.
I know it sounds really cheesy, but everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And you're going to take these moments, I think, and I don't want to sit here and paint out my last relationship to be like doom and gloom, because it wasn't. I spent 10 years with the person and there's still a lot of love there, but obviously breakups happen and feelings get mixed up. And I think one thing that I thought about was I took the, because things became toxic in the end from both ends, certainly my end as well. I'd be a complete hypocrite and a liar to sit here to say I've not acted in toxic ways with my ex.
Yeah.
But they've really hurt you here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what all you can do really is to go forward, is learn from it and go, what things do I not want to happen in my next relationship?
Yeah.
And like, you've already listed some things here. Do you know what I mean? You want people that put effort in.
Yeah.
So now when you're ready to date, you're going to be attracted more to the people that are putting effort into the dates, that are thinking about you more. So use this to set boundaries to make you happier in the future. And then you shouldn't be going back to this space. I never understand people who are in the third and fourth relationship. It's happened again. He's cheating on me again. What's wrong with all men? And like, I'm not doing a victim blame scenario.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is a certain amount of like, you need to set boundaries of what you will accept and won't accept.
Mm. I think the thing to...
I didn't want to sound like I was victim blaming any. Maybe the cheating thing was the wrong thing to say. But do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Why you see people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why do I always attract the ones that are... And it's like, well, because you allow it.
But yeah. You're absolutely right. Dating is all about setting boundaries, right? Mm. And the only thing that you can actually do at the minute is work on yourself. What you're probably going to be feeling is like a lot of abandonment. You're going to be feeling a sense of like loss, and it's just important just to let yourself feel that, because if you try to suppress it and don't feel it, then when you try to date, you're going to carry that through and it's going to make you a very anxious dater.
Yeah.
So just let yourself feel how you're feeling.
They've also put they don't know whether they're going to be able to go back in uni and face and knowing he's still there, which makes me annoyed. Great. You're annoyed. Use the anger to not let this affect you. You're nervous. As soon as you've seen him once or twice in the hallways, it'll move on.
Of course.
This is the worst bit. That's what you need to remind yourself. This is the unknown is the worst bit. Me thinking of, oh, I've got this hella week ahead of me, always feels worse than doing the extra week.
Absolutely.
Than doing the week.
Yeah.
Or anything I'm doing. So this is the worst bit. Use that annoyance to go, I'm annoyed, so I'm not going to let this. I'm trying to say, use that annoyance to drive you in the right direction.
It's absolutely. I think as well, like, if you're worried about, oh, how am I going to do this? Well, you went through the majority of your life without this person and you got on fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get through the rest of your life without them absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
How good's the dick in that it's going to make you fucking ruin the next couple of years of your life? It can't be that good.
No.
You'll find better.
You'll find better. There's plenty more cocks in the ocean.
On that note, one final story. Yeah. And... very exciting. This one's also a voice note.
Fabulous.
Again, no pronouns given. We just know that this is a crazy night in the pub with an E-list celeb. So let's play the voice note and hear what Danny Beard's been up to.
Right. Legally, I probably shouldn't be telling you this, right? But I've got an effed up story that happened to me involving, I'd say maybe like an E-list celebrity. She was big in the 80s in a lot of horror films, and if you Wikipedia her, she has been in Casualty and Coronation Street, right? I won't say her name, but so me and my friend were from a small town, and we were in the local pub having a pint, and it was like half an hour before closing time. Well, this woman came in, and she had beautiful red lips, long blonde hair, and wearing like the smallest clothing, right? She looked hot as fuck. She went over to the bar and nobody was there. And by the way, by this point, side note, I was putting whiskey that I stole from my house, and I was putting it in my drink by this point. I was pashed. And so yeah, nobody was serving the lady. All of a sudden, she just jumped over the bar and she started grabbing bottles and throwing them and drinking like from every bottle, right? And going mad and like singing. We got involved because the bartender Manny was by himself and he couldn't ask for our help. So like I went behind the bar and I was like trying to soothe her and shit. I was like, oh, it's all good. And she had the most demonic eyes, right? So fucking scary. She took off all her clothes. She grabbed my dick. We kissed a few times. She whacked me in the head, like in the side of the head, heaps of times. And I swear, it was the most exhilarating feeling ever. Like, I was on a high. The adrenaline was kicking in. Oh, it was brilliant. And at one point, it kind of became really bad when she tried to suck my dick. And the police came. They had put clothes on her. Oh, I gave her, I donated my red t-shirt that I bought from Prime Army. And I gave it to her, like, to cover her titties and that. But she's, yeah, she still got that. And then, like, the police had taken her away. And it was absolutely insane. We didn't know who she was, like, celebrity-wise, until, like, my pal was like, yeah, Google her name. So, yeah, I could easily let you know who it is, like, if you want. But I won't say it now. Oh, and by the way, I love this podcast. I listen to it every time I jog. These two are fucking the tits. I love it.
I love that.
Wow.
What a story. I love that.
I love the ambiguity of the person sending in the voice note.
Same. Love it.
Loves the gossip gaze.
Yeah. Loved his accent.
Got an thrill hot. From being hit.
Yeah.
And kissed.
Loved it.
And groped. Mm. Which, by the way, inappropriate, but...
Yeah, but the police handled that. It was a police matter.
That's good gossip.
That is good gossip.
That's piping hot tea.
I want some more stories like that,
I would
please.
Love to be able to say who it was, but I just don't want to get done for life.
Yeah, oh. Same.
And obviously, you know, stories can be embellished, but I mean, of jumping course. Over the bar, stripping off naked, kissing random strangers, grabbing their penis and trying to suck the penis. It sounds like maybe...
Are we your tetas out?
All of our tetas out.
Yeah, love it.
One thing I will say, without trying to be too begging and woke up in here, it sounds like they were not having a very good day. Like somebody might have been having a mental health day.
They said she looked demonic in the eyes. Which
drugs or mental health problems. Drugs or mental health problems.
Do you know, strangely, I once watched a programme where...
I was going to say, strangely, I got into a demonic state.
Mother, that's cocking
out. I stripped naked. And I may have done things that I'm not proud of.
I watched when people... when people have babies and then they can have postpartum depression, they can have postpartum psychosis. And it was about this woman who had psychosis and she went insane. And she said when she looks back at photos now, she can see it in her eyes. She's like, I hate that photo. You can see my eyes. I weren't well there. And then when you look at the, like, it's like she's not there. It's like somebody else. Isn't that strange?
Crazy.
You can see it in people's eyes.
And it is weird. Sorry, this is a really off-topic thing, but yeah. It is weird how over the years it's been viewed. Because I remember I knew someone. Do you remember Susanna?
Yeah.
Susanna, my friend, she's from Transylvania originally. I've not seen her for years. She's from Transylvania originally, but she lived in Spain for years. When she was young, her mum, she said, was possessed.
Right.
But I think it's postnatal, postpartum depression.
Or psychosis.
Psychosis. Yeah. She went crazy and ended up burying the cat's kittens alive.
Oh, my God.
In the garden. And it wasn't until a priest come and said some fucking Wingardium Leviosa. Right. Started to...
What the hell?
But I mean...
Speaking of possessions...
How have we gone from Z-list celeb getting naked in a pub to possessions, but I live, let's go.
I'm off to go see that new Catherine Tate play called The Enfield.
Are you joking?
Where the daughter gets possessed. This was
when did you book them tickets?
It's the day after I go see Madonna.
So I literally said to you in my house the other day, I want to see that, and you'd never heard of it. So you're telling me you've booked tickets for that?
I saw
and I also invited you to Summit the day after Madonna, so I take it you're not coming to that now.
Oh shit, no, I can't go to that now.
So you're going to see the play I wanted to go and see.
I'm already in London.
It's hard for us to get schedules that match to go to London sometimes.
Great, you too, yeah.
Sorry, love.
Anyway,
when's that date? I'm going to book him before that.
I've been checked out.
I am
out.
Petty. Take it back.
Anyway, I've been checked out of this conversation because I've been looking up many IMDb the last few minutes. I would love this listener to get in touch because I've narrowed it down to two actresses and I'm adamant it must be one of the two.
Okay, cool.
But on that note, mm-hmm. That's your three stories.
Can we hurry up because I'm pissed off?
Yeah. Who would you like to crown Gossip Goddess of the Week?
Scottish.
Well, the gossip I've just found out from Billy's quite piping hot, to be honest.
God, I
Scottish
think Danny's goddess. The Gossip Goddess.
Scottish Goddess Scottish has got to be it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, brilliant. Loved that. Please
love
get
that
in
voice
touch.
Note.
Please tell me who it is so I can see if I am correct.
Girls, Gays and Ace, thank you for another fabulous episode of the Gossip Gays.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed it.
We loved
as
it.
As much as we did. Because we really enjoyed that. Didn't we?
Yeah.
We really did. I honestly weren't
expecting to speak about possessions, and I loved it. You can head over to this episode's description where our WhatsApp number is, and you can get us on WhatsApp, or you can DM us on Instagram at Gossip Days Pod, or you can email us letters at gossipdayspod.com.
Hi, babe. Billy's not coming to that gig with us now because he's going to see Enfield Haunting, this play I said I wanted to go and see, after he goes to see Madonna, which I wanted to go and see. Both things I've not been invited to, so we just happen to just do our own thing that day anyway. Love you, bye.
We'll be back on Monday with a Brucey bonus episode.
Well, you might, but I'm not.
Right, see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
The Gossip Gays. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.